everybody, welcome back to Katie's Kitchen. Today I got some great recipes for you, and I got a couple shout-outs to make. I'm going to give a happy birthday to a little boy named Cameron. He's going to turn 10. Happy birthday, Cameron. He lives in New Jersey. And I also have a shout-out to give to a little girl named Katie. Same name as me again. And she lives in Louisiana, so I want to give a special shout-out to her. I hope you all like my 9/11 commemoration song. I don't know if I'm, you know, that good at singing, but I hope you all liked it. If you can remember, give me some feedback on how you liked this song and how you liked it, you know, the words and everything. So you can email me that at chefkatie@bargainbratz.com. Bargain Bratz with a Z, B-R-A-T-Z. Today I have some great recipes, so here we go. Oh, and by the way, guys, today's recipes, I got them off of Barbecue Bob's site, so they're really good. Okay, here we go. First recipe I have is called Angel Pudding. Now, here's the ingredients. You're going to get 1 angel food cake, 6 cups of cold milk, 1 package of instant chocolate pudding, 1 package of vanilla pudding mix, and 2 bars of chocolate-covered crispy peanut butter-flavored candy, like Butterfingers, crushed. And here's how to prepare it. First, what you're going to do is, here's how to prepare angel food pieces, chocolate, and vanilla pudding layered with crushed peanut buttery candy and chilled. Okay, so what you're going to do is place half of cake cubes in the bottom of a 9x13-inch dish. Prepare the chocolate and vanilla puddings with cold milk according to the directions on the package. Spread the prepared chocolate pudding over the cake cubes in the dish. Top with half the crushed candy and distribute the remaining cake cubes over the candy and top with vanilla pudding and remaining candy. Chill until served. Now that I'd like to eat. Yep, that was a good one. What do you think? Good? Okay, good. Next recipe. Okay, first you're going to get 1 pound of chocolate sandwich cookies crushed, 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese softened, 1 pound of vanilla-flavored candy coating melted. That's what you're going to get. It's easy. Now they're called cookie balls. Time is about 50 minutes. Forgot to tell you what they were called. I'm stupid. Okay, you're going to get, in a large mixing bowl, combine the crushed cookies and cream cheese to form a stiff dough. And then you're going to roll them into balls and dip with a fork into the melted chocolate candy coating and then let rest on wax paper until set. Was that a good recipe, guys? So glad you enjoyed it. That's the end of today's podcast. I know it was a short one. I'll be back tomorrow, the day after. Thanks for listening to Katie's Kitchen. Bye, y'all. This podcast was sponsored by CrazyBagLadies.com.